Dave Wish, and I am the CEO and founder of Little Kids Rock.
All right, I'm going to use my best FM DJ voice here. Hold on just for a second. We have Dave Wish on the line. Okay, that's why I'm not in FM. Dave, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Let's talk about Little Kids Rock. Let's just go right to the beginning. What's the origin story behind Little Kids Rock?
Well, I started my teaching career as a first grade school teacher way back in 1992. And at that time, I was working in East Palo Alto, which had just been declared the murder capital of the United States. Not a title you want. But it was in that environment that I just really fell in love with teaching and fell in love with kids and saw, like, firsthand what an incredible difference a teacher can make in kids' lives. And so one of the many things that my kids did not have at their underfunded school was music or music education. And I happen to be a musician as well. So I just decided after a number of years of teaching that I would start giving free music lessons to my kids myself because I could. So I begged and borrowed a bunch of guitars from my musician pals who owed me favors and started a little guitar class and taught the kids to play the music that they knew and loved. I got the idea that if I found other teachers that wanted to bring the transformational gift of music to their kids and train them on what I was doing and equip them with instruments, that it could be something much bigger than just a project that I was doing. It could be a movement of teachers. And we train those teachers to run Little Kids Rock music programs, which we call modern band programs. And those programs are very student-centered. They teach kids to play the music that they know and love. They teach kids to write their own songs. They teach kids to record. And since 2002, when we got our start, we've now, through the help of over 2,000 teachers, brought the transformational gift of music education to over 500,000 students in 124 different school districts around the country.
Well, you went from the lending economy, from leaning on your musician friends to get some guitars into your classrooms. And then you went to scale because then you leveraged technology and getting it into the hands of teachers. And given the fact that a lot of USDs or school districts are pulling back on funding and quote unquote soft subjects such as music and art are being cut, have you seen a continued and increased interest from teachers and administrators in Little Kids Rock over the past few years?
Oh, there's no question. Yes, there are the tales and the stories of districts that have cut their music programs, and of course those were awful. But the picture is not as bleak as it appears at first blush. Many schools do have music teachers. That's the good news. The not as good news is that a lot of times music programs don't reach every kid or even a majority of kids. There's a new law that Congress has passed called the Every Student Succeeds Act. It actually replaces No Child Left Behind. And in it, it says the debate about the value of music education is behind us. Like we all, the government has acknowledged that it is so valuable that, and I'm quoting the bill, that music education has to be given to every student in the country, quote, regardless of their personal circumstances, end quote. So obviously that means regardless of whether they're rich or poor, they come from this or that community, or whether they like this or that kind of music. Every child needs to have music in their lives because it's too important to their overall development as creative and informed citizens of our democracy. And so what I'm seeing is an unbelievable mandate for the first time. It's sort of the law of the land that every child should receive music education. And now we as a community really need to pull together and make sure that that happens. What I'm seeing is a real uptick in school districts taking it very seriously. Like, okay, how, you know, if we have 10% of our kids or 15% of our kids in middle school and high school participating in music, how do we take that and, you know, and make it 50% or 80% and ultimately 100%? So districts as diverse as New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia have all made modern band and this sort of student-centered approach to music education a core part of their music programs. They've actually written it into their very own curriculum. So it's now sort of a permanent feature of those very large districts.
We're speaking with David Wish. He's the founder and CEO of Little Kids Rock. David, let's talk about these 200 videos and tutorials that you have on Little Kids Rock. Let's talk about the production and the distribution of this, because this is where the learning hits the road, if you will. How do you get these up and running, and what are the kids really taking to?
Well, that's a great question. We were really fortunate to get support from a wonderful company called Harman, who asked us, listen, if you had your dream, what would it be? And we said, well, we'd like to serve kids everywhere. And they said, well, you know, how do you envision doing that? And so we kind of came up with this notion of taking all the same lessons that we give to our children for free in our schools and putting them online for kids and teachers everywhere. Because although we're in 124 school districts, there's certainly many school districts we're not yet in. And yet we have wonderful resources that they can use. So online right now is just the beginning for us. The Harman Jam Zone, Little Kids Rock's Harman Jam Zone is what we call it, has lessons for children and beginners of all ages and those who love them. So on our website, littlekidsrock.org, from our homepage, you can go to free lessons and take lessons in any of those areas. And they're designed really to take someone who's never touched an instrument and has never had the opportunity to make music and get them playing as quickly and as easily and joyously and painlessly as possible.
All right, David, thank you for that. I'm out of time, but I'm smart enough to know when I don't know something. Did I miss anything that you wanted to include?
Well, I'd only say that that music really is one of those things that brings people together in ways that nothing else can. Certainly, it's not the only thing that brings people together, but it has a unique ability to bring people of disparate walks of life, disparate perspectives together. And the scientific research is overwhelming that the benefits of music education have very little to do with music and very much to do with the kinds of futures that we would hope for and wish for our kids. Increased ability to focus, teamwork, better interpersonal skills, and tapping into sort of each child's creative side. And I guess I would just close with the I'd ask your viewers and I'd ask actually just or your listeners, I'd ask us as a culture to kind of contemplate the fact that, we live in a time where there's all kinds of standardized testing going, and we're trying to prepare our children for a future that is anything but standardized. The problems that we face right now are so so deep and complex that they're going to require every inch of our children's creativity to solve them. And actually, I think of that as our greatest resource. So I would encourage your listeners to support music education, arts education in general. Go to our website, bring some music into your own life, littlekidsrock.org. And just an honor and a pleasure to be able to speak with you.
Well, Dave, thanks a lot for your time. That's a great sentiment. I hope it falls on very receptive ears. Thanks again for the time this morning. Let's talk again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave. And we're out. I will.
Awesome.
I'll cut that up. I'll make sure your people get links to the segment and anything else that we post or broadcast. I'm also going to speak with Harman just to get their side of like how they went about their end of that partnership, which I think is kind of vital
totally.
To the whole thing. So I'll reach out to
Absolutely.
Them next. And we'll be in touch either via email, Twitter, or some other. Okay.
Oh, actually, gosh, you know, there's one other sentence that I should give if you still have time, but if not, I can jump.
Okay, no, that's okay. Go ahead. What do you have?
Partnering with Harman made so much sense because music today is not produced or distributed or listened to the way it was even just 30 years ago. The world of music has been revolutionized, as have all areas, by technology. And Harman, in addition to being a music company, is a huge technology company. So part of what the Harman Jam Zone will do and, for people is put them directly into the world of music and technology. And that was really where the marriage came together.
Okay. That's perfect. Actually, I'll add a question to that off mic or after we hang up.
Cool.
And then I'll edit that back in before we get into the Harman part.
Wonderful.
All right, Dave, thanks
Wonderful.
A lot again, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
So, Dave, how did Little Kids Rock and Harmon come together and deliver on this musical? It seems like if music is so integrated to our, it seems like music and music education is so much a part of growing up and growing our brains, for lack of a better. It seems like music and music education is part of growing up. It's part of our expanding brain. So how does that fit into today's curriculum?